Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we test the fences of life, always seeking to optimize our experience and our understanding. So today we're talking about five different kinds of peace. And at first I totally hated this title because it is so clickbaity. But I'm a scientist by training, so I tend to want to pick things apart and categorize them. And it's easy for us to say, oh, I want to find peace. Well, that's great. Well, what does that mean? So I wanted to break that down and talk about what that means, because our lives are complex. There are many aspects to your life. And you would like to find peace in all of them, but that looks very different, right? The actions you would take to find peace with your money are different than the actions you would take to find peace with yourself and so forth. So I want to talk about these five different kinds of peace. So finding peace is different for everyone. There's no real like one action or set of actions that will cause you to feel at peace. I don't care how many clickbait articles are out there talking about that. But there are some common threads. We all seek peace, especially in times of crisis. If you're enduring a health scare or a major injury or a financial crisis or a midlife crisis or a quarter life crisis, a divorce, relationship crisis, a loss of someone close, a grief crisis. When in the throes of crisis, all you want is peace. You're like, can I just have one day of peace? It's all you want. And while we cannot bring peace to the entire world, and more on that in another post, but it's not possible to accomplish complete world peace, but we can bring peace to ourselves. In fact, you cannot bring peace to someone else. And this is really key. This is really important. And this is hard because I am on a mission to bring peace to everyone I encounter. So this was really hard for me to grok, but you cannot bring peace to someone else. If they are looking for peace and ask you for advice, however, then you can help. That's something I really had to internalize. Here's the big point. You must heal your own soul before you can help others heal theirs. That's so important, I'm going to say it again. You must heal your own soul before you can help others heal theirs. Now, peace comes in many forms, and each is important to your sense of overall peace, right? If any one of these is out of alignment, you're not going to feel at peace. So let's start in. Financial peace. Thank you, Dave Ramsey. I'm a huge Dave Ramsey fan. Oh my God, you have no idea. Financial peace. You got to make peace with your money. If you are deep in debt, if you are making a continual chain of bad money decisions, you will not feel at peace because you'll be constantly worried, even at the subconscious level. Some piece of your attention is always focused on the fact that you're in a bad financial situation. So if you want to be at peace with your money, you need to be in a good financial situation. And that does not mean ask tons of money, necessarily. It could mean financial independence, being independently wealthy. It could mean that. But it certainly means being debt-free, right? Debt hanging over your head is a peace killer. I cannot express, and if you're debt-free, you know what I'm talking about, but I cannot fully express in words the weight that is lifted, the attention span that becomes available again, the intellectual capacity that is freed by not being in debt. So financial peace means being debt-free and with a solid game plan, regular budget practices, and competent tracking to stay on your plan. Now, it does not mean being rich, right? A lot of people think, oh, when I'm rich, I'll be happy. No, you won't. But you will find peace with your money as soon as you are on a solid plan to eliminate your debt and to save for your future. You'll notice a huge increase in how peaceful you feel just by being on a plan to make it happen, even if you're not there yet. Because having a good plan and acting on that plan, oh, that feels good. That feels really, really good. So you know you've got to save to help kids with college, maybe for retirement, so some sort of a life dream. So as soon as you've got a plan to eliminate your debt and save for your future, and you're acting on that plan consistently, that's going to feel good. That's going to start to give you a sense of financial peace. And it's not just for the sake of mansions and cars and status symbols, right? If you desire status, that is a sign that you feel inferior and you need to heal that before you move on. Financial peace is for the sake of feeling safe, of having a dream for your future and a financial way to get there. Right? If you're like, oh, I'm going to go make big money because I want the mansions and the cars and the partners that go with it, you have other issues you need to go fix first. Because when you are in a better place, you won't want those things. You just won't. Because you'll see how little they matter. But you will have a dream and you'll want to follow it, and your dream may require money. All right, physical peace. Physical peace is you're making peace with your body. Physical peace means accepting your body as it is, but taking steps to be healthy, right? So this does not mean seeking some unattainable ideal, but it does mean working towards a goal of health that you have defined for yourself, not that somebody else has defined for you. But working towards a goal of health that you have defined for yourself and that you work towards in ways that give you joy. So the key here is it has to be self-defined, right? It means loving yourself enough to take care of your health. And again, just having a plan and being on track makes all the difference. So here's the important part. If you're trying to pursue a health goal that you did not personally set, it will fail. It will not bring you peace. Or if you're trying to pursue a health goal in a way that somebody else defined for you, then it will not bring you peace. So here's the key. You have to decide what your health goal is. Maybe you're trying to lose some inches. Maybe you're happy with your measurements, but you feel like your cardiovascular health could be better. Maybe it's about what you eat, right? Maybe you feel pretty happy with your body the way it is and with your health level the way it is and your cardiovascular fitness and your strength and all of that, but you feel like you need to eat better, right? Whatever it is, you decide what the health goal is, and you choose ways to get there for yourself. Don't let anybody else tell you what sort of diet you should be on, what you should be eating, what you should not be eating. Read the research out there. Do all the research for yourself and decide for yourself what is the right answer for you. Because one thing I have noticed, because I do a lot of research on this, I'm an exercise nut, I'm fascinated with diet research. The real research people, not the charlatan stuff, but the real research out there, right? And I'm a huge fan of Tim Ferriss, and he has a lot of fun experimentation with food. But what I've noticed from the amazing guests that he has on his show, love you, Tim, love your show, is that some of them are on ketogenic diets, which are higher in fat. Some of them are more kind of a slow carb or high protein diets, and some of them are vegetarian, And I've seen very, very little difference in the physical performance, in the weightlifting and strength performance from any of these diets. So I would say it's more about you have to decide what is the right diet for your body. Is it higher fat? Is it higher protein? Is it, you know, an ass ton of vegetables? I don't know. You figure it out. But decide what is the health goal. Make it specific and make a plan to get there that you are personally happy with. And that is that will bring you physical peace. Again, being on plan and moving in that direction. All right. Emotional peace. I'm sort of working on the easier stuff down to the harder stuff. Emotional peace. Emotional peace is about healing past pain. It's about releasing fear, releasing limiting beliefs, and stopping self-sabotage. You'd be amazed how much we hold ourselves back from everything. Emotional peace is about reprogramming your mind towards positive thoughts, positive feelings, freed from the past, and focused on the now. It's about addressing your family issues, your friend issues, and your self issues. All that baggage, and we all have a ton of it. Freud himself said, we do not need psychoanalysis. We need psychoanalysis not because we had a bad childhood, but because we had a childhood. So I don't care where you're at. You think you don't have baggage. You have baggage. And it needs to be unpacked. So for some of us have more baggage than others. Whoo, boy, did I have some. I'm still unpacking little bits here and there as I find it. But emotional peace is about addressing that. It's about, and I say this like it's easy, emotional peace is probably the hardest one of the five. It is the one that you work the longest on and the hardest on and have to dive the deepest on because life just keeps happening. Financial peace, you can get that together today and get on track. Physical peace, you can make that happen this week. Emotional peace, that's going to take work. But that's one of the major kinds of peace that you do need to address. Okay, mental peace. Mental peace or intellectual peace is different from emotional peace, right? Mental peace is about focusing your time and your attention on who and what gives you joy. This is about how do you spend your day? What forwards your mission? What helps you grow? What gives you joy? It's about removing from your time and attention anything or anyone that causes you pain, sadness, or feelings of unworthiness. This does not include your children. Parenting alone is an exercise in feeling unworthy and pain. But so mental peace is more of that. How am I spending my time? What do I do for work? How do I spend my free time? Who are the people I surround myself with? This is what mental peace is about. So you need to do some house cleaning on that front. All right, so our last of our five types is spiritual peace. And I use the word spiritual instead of religious because you can be spiritual but not religious, and you can be religious but not spiritual. Spiritual peace is about actively exploring and seeking the true nature of your soul. It's about choosing or finding your purpose and actively working towards that. Because purpose is soul deep. It's about actively working to evolve your understanding and your relationship to the divine or to the universe. And so spiritual peace, this can also be challenging, depending on how you grew up. Now, this all seems like a lot of work, and it really, really is a lot of work. I am not going to be one of these people online that's like, five steps to a better life, you know, turn your life around right now, today. Yeah, you can make huge steps today, but overall, this is going to be some effort. This is going to be, and it's going to take time, you know, small efforts over time. So these are five different types of peace. So if you find that you are stressed out, it helps to take a look at why. Why are you stressed out? Is it money? Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it mental? Is it spiritual? What is stressing you out? And focus on it and work your way towards peace in each of these areas. And what you will find if you can do that, and remember that it's not like one and done. It's not like you can find peace in each of these five areas and you're done, right? Because life keeps happening, so you have to maintain it. It's a beautiful place to be. So if it's somewhere that you want to be, try breaking it down into these five different kinds of peace. That is financial, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And see what you can do in each of these areas. Now, I'm going to bet there's more than five. So if you have questions that I can help answer, please send them in to questions@koabd.com. Or you can register at katherinecolleen.com and we can chat there. And let me know how I can help, and I will do my best to answer your questions here in future episodes of the podcast. Question about anything. Does not matter. It can be about past stuff. It can be about stuff that I haven't talked about yet. That's awesome. And there you go. So I think I'll leave it right there for now. Thanks for joining us in this episode, and we'll see you next time.